guys. Welcome back. We are at a, well, a unique vantage, let's just say. So we bellied up to our bar, looking out onto our new living room. So I just wanted, because usually we're at the roulette table, but today we are here. And we have some very exciting guests. So our number one favorite, like literally, no kidding, we have Scott Morrow back in the house, an old friend, one of the few people with more years in gaming than me, out of the crap table anyways.
Well, we worked on that crap table. It was a cruise ship. Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark. Yeah, fantastic. We also have a very exciting guest to talk about a really amazing topic, which is very current. Sir William, can you introduce yourself and explain, introduce your company, just your name a little bit?
Sure. William, the company's name is Active Insights.
Okay.
We're focused on artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Fundamentally to help protect people and protect companies.
So you will not believe how exciting a topic this is. So this is AI that's actually working right now. We're going to kind of go into it more in depth in a second. We're here with Scott, so we're going to roll out. We're going to get up to date a little bit with Scott. But first, I want to show you what someone did for us.
Amazing.
This gentleman named Keith brought this to us the other day from Hawaii. And he happens to be a partner in, I believe, a distributor, some type of alcohol distribution. He's been a fan of our channel. I wanted to personally thank you on this, on my podcast, sir. We are so touched. We have one. There's one for me, one for Alex, and one for Dennis. There's three bottles of their finest whiskey. I forgot what he called it because I'm not much on the alcohol part of it, but it's just fantastic. The work that went into this, and I just want to say thank you so much. You have no idea how much love we have with you guys or have for you guys, so we really appreciate it. All right. Scott, what have you been up to, buddy? How come you haven't been on a podcast in a while? Where have you been?
I've been busy.
Yeah.
Real busy. You know, UNLV, 150 students, still grinding out the...
This class?
This semester, yeah.
Yeah.
147.
We get to meet a few of them through the process. So those that become dealers, yeah.
That's actually their favorite part of the... When you guys come in and help out with the live gaming labs,
yeah.
Then they get a taste... And then it's Mr. Morrow. How do I take the next step? I said, see that guy over there?
Yeah.
Go ask him for a scholarship or a
adjunct
discount.
Professor there.
That's it.
My mother loves it, man. I can't wait. All right. So
honorary
something. Or
honorary
other.
Adjunct professor.
We
got Alex one of those name tags too.
Dude, it's fantastic. And I'm not a college grad like you, sir. So that's even more impressive.
We take you in the back door. That's why it's honorary. That's why we go with the honorary.
All right, so go ahead.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. Winter break comes.
Yep.
And I get a phone call from our friends at Full House Gaming.
Yes.
And they've got this incredible project, Chamonix Casino in Colorado.
Yep.
Cripple Creek, Colorado.
I'm in. Okay, we got sound down.
Man down.
Man down. Here. Dennis,
okay?
Help us out. Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
So.
Talking to the mic,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, just talking to the mic. So I get the phone call, and
yep.
they said, can you help us out? We're getting ready to open up. And I said, sure. When are we going to do that? And, December 26th. Mm-hmm. So right before Christmas, I'm flying out to Cripple Creek, right with Pikes Peak in the backyard.
Yeah.
Little mining town in Colorado. And it was quite the experience.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, David. It's,
keep going, buddy. Fill in the hole.
I got you, brother. So it was wonderful. We opened up. It looked like I called it the Baby Bellagio.
Okay.
They made a super capital investment.
Yep.
They opened it. The nicest tables I've ever seen. They got beautiful rooms. But they're looking for help.
Yeah.
And I said, well... I know the number one dealer school in America.
Yeah.
And I know how we'd start moving that forward. So I wanted to share with your listeners that they've got a program and they're willing to guarantee $65,000 a year to be a dealer.
Yeah.
And the best part about this job, gang, is you get to keep your own. So if you're ever talking to some of the old school team members that had a chance to go for their own back in the day,
uh-huh.
You could do that in Cripple Creek. They've got another operation called Bronco Billy's right next door. The You know, for me, David, it's yeah. I gotta really love the guys I'm working for. Mm-hmm. Their GM, Baxter Lee.
Yeah, always Austin. About the people.
Yeah.
I always tell it's always about, no matter where you work, it's about the people.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, I got a chance to bond with the GM and all the other team members, and mm-hmm. They've got a really, really incredible operation. Mm-hmm. Like everybody else, they're looking for help.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get the word out. So if any of your listeners are looking for a guaranteed 65K dealing job, send your
plus
information.
Plus, you can make more though. So because it's your own.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, they're just saying
you're saying at the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
because at the end you take your box from game to game.
Yep.
You rotate around.
Yep.
At the end of the night, you take your tokes to be cashed out, mm-hmm. and they write it down for tax purposes.
Yeah.
Your W-2. I mean, we still have to pay taxes. But at the end of the year, if you're under 65K, they'll make up the difference. You have to work only average 35 hours a week. And they've got full benefits, the full medical and everything like that. So if anybody's interested, info at
CED Dealer School. So just reach out to us. You can
go directly to David.
You can communicate to our channel. So it's very interesting. So I did some research.
Yeah.
It's the newest, greatest thing. It's a beautiful place.
The baby Bellagio.
And it's Colorado, so it comes with its own. So there are absolutely people looking to move out of Vegas.
Right. You know if you're tired of 100 and whatever degree summers, and you're looking, if you're a skier or if you like the mountains, Pikes Peak was literally in their backyard.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
And it's a really safe environment.
Yeah. If you enjoy the white Christmas, it's all about. We've already
talked to a few dealers that are interested.
Great.
So we're kind of waiting to hear from you and talk to you more.
Floor supervisors too. Yeah. That's the toughest hustle I need to do right now is find those experienced floor supervisors.
Or
we'll talk about that later.
Literally anybody. Well, that's true. Yeah, we're gonna segue into that. So what about craps? So all the games, right?
Every game.
So
how many games
do you need to know, for them to consider you to go up there? And will they take a recommendation from David? Can they come to the school? David says, hey. Do they need to do an audition? Like, what's that look like?
I told them about you, buddy. I told them if David tells you it's Christmas, put up a tree.
Oh.
Okay, that's what I told them. So, anybody that comes through your link, they're gonna roll out the red carpet for them and make it happen. They definitely have craps. The craps mm-hmm. action was unbelievable with the. Hopping this and oh my goodness, it's legit craps.
So it was
David Knoll type craps.
We love David Knoll type craps, because there's only one craps master to it.
That's okay? I told you,
dice master.
How far are we gonna go
thing?
With this?
I don't know, this thing is just not gonna stay.
Do we do like Elvis and just hold it?
Yeah, this might be we might have to get sorry. The bar thing is new for us, so we're working through this.
Just hold it to the Elvis.
What about from the other side? Because that's square. Right? It won't work? Yeah. Welcome to... all right, can you talk into the mic, sir? Can they hear you? How's everything?
Can you hear me now?
I know, just talking to that.
No problem.
We have a stand that we're going to use.
That's all right. Keep rolling, man. Well. We've rolled through challenges.
Nah, this is our community loves it, dude. This is all part of the process. All right, so... So what if you just crap some blackjack? Is that going to work?
Come on down.
They need some dealers.
Yeah. If you're an experienced dealer,
like literally,
if you're a one game wonder, fill out an app.
And I will say, like, come down to the school. If I don't know you now, just come down to the school. Let us know you're interested in this. Come down to the school. We'll talk. We'll have you audition on a few games. And if you pass a little muster, we're happy to refer you.
Yeah.
We work with a lot of casinos. So those are, by the way, if you're interested in working as a casino dealer, we have casino dealer jobs everywhere. So, if let's say Cripple Creek isn't the thing, we definitely have lots of opportunities. So definitely stay and get. We're going to share my. You just have to lean over, dude. You have to lean over. Oh.
I'm not using this one. Just don't touch it.
Yeah, don't touch anything. Very sensitive.
I plan to use it later.
I didn't touch anything.
It's like Dennis on a Thursday. It's very sensitive. Very sensitive. All right, no. They've got
casinos in Waukegan. I remember I worked in Waukegan, opened the place in Waukegan.
Yeah. Can you ski up there? Is there skiing close
big,
by?
Big time.
Big time, right? You said, so that'd be great.
Rocky Mountains, buddy.
Yeah, you're close to the Rocky Mountains. That's nice. That's nice. All right. Okay, so here we're going to do. You ready? What else? What else have you been up to? Not much? You've been living the life in where you live?
Yeah, it's, we good there, buddy?
Yeah.
Keep talking to the mic.
Yeah, just the other one.
So, yeah, everything's great. UNLV's been wonderful with me. They let me teach online.
That's fantastic.
I'm the online guy.
You're the online guy?
I work really hard during the breaks. Everybody else takes the break off. I fly to Colorado and open up casinos and work around the clock as best I can.
In your spare time, you work with me.
Yeah, and then
invent the future.
But let's segue into this phone call I get, this email I get from William.
Really? Yeah. I was going to say, so before we get there, I want your opinion on one thing very quickly. I got to add a little. So would you purchase a $95 baked potato? Just $95 baked potato. Someone's like, you ordered the steak. You're interested in the side. Is Scott Morrow the guy to try the $95 baked potato? I'm just going to just ask real quickly. $95 baked potato, sir. Is that the baked potato you want?
No.
Okay. Moving on. All right, so you get this email, which, by the way, I've run into this gentleman not too long ago, came into Casino Quest, wanted to learn a little bit about, wanted to be in the no-pressure gambling zone, right? And it's absolute genius. We got to keep everybody, like, involved. Because once you hear this, you're going to be like, holy crap, how is this? This is, like, the guy now.
Right.
Because AI is the center of everything now. We're all trying to figure out why AI is... Of course, not AI is the same. Oh, by the way, I have a great question for you. I got to remember. Hey, remind me to ask my great question, Dennis. All right. So you meet this guy. Go.
So I get an email. Would you be interested in meeting? And he sends me a one pager. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. AI in surveillance cameras. I'm like, that could be something in the future.
Yeah.
We got together and we met down at Circa. And the next thing I know, we're like peas and carrots trying to change the gaming landscape with an amazing product. It's really been special, really been great.
Okay, so let's ask some questions. And sure. Let's sort of, so the first thing I heard from Scott, I got to talk here a little closer. Am I this one I can move? Okay, so the first question, so Scott calls me at the school. I'm surrounded by dealers. And he's explaining to me that William has this software that he's installing. Can we mention where it's installed?
We probably shouldn't.
Probably shouldn't. Okay. Yeah. So he has a software, and he's working with a casino, and he's installing AI to basically watch a casino floor. And this AI can differentiate, because some AI, this is the question, because there's all this. So AI has been coming up with some, like, alternative realities on their own. You know what I mean? Whether it hates you or it doesn't hate you. There's a lot of this. So I want to ask about that. I just don't forget to I want to ask you about that in a second. But anyway, so Scott tells me, listen, if there's something happening on the floor, it can differentiate between someone giving a noogie
or a headlock.
Or a headlock,
yeah.
Which is genius. Because
or a high five.
Or about to throw a punch and a high five, which is genius because casinos have less employees now.
Mm-hmm.
They're having trouble filling up these security positions, which... You know, let's be honest, it's not, a lot of people fall asleep. You know, the retention and security and surveillance can be tough because, you know, it's a lot of long hours with, you know, watching cameras. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Good.
Well, it's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
There's literally thousands of cameras. You know, so our client's low end is 1,500, the high end 7,500, and you're lucky to get 2, 4, 6 people in the room. So for them to actually see an event happening, it's a complete crapshoot. So all you end up with is lots of recordings of things that happen that they use for forensics.
When they go back after the fact.
After the fact, right. So the cameras don't do anything to actually intervene or stop an event from happening or save a life or whatever it might be.
So the AI is the heads up.
How long do you think the Bellagio hotbed thing would have went down?
I mean, it's still going down. That's the thing. You know, the interesting thing is I get out to casinos a lot. We have events. We interact with customers. And it's there's so much money walking, you know, people interacting with the game incorrectly, dealers interacting with the game incorrectly. And the truth of it is like there's this right now, the level of experience has dropped extraordinarily as people are now re-entering the market. Casinos have little, we estimate there are 5,000 open positions just for dealers throughout Las Vegas. Holy smokes. Throughout Las Vegas. And to fill these positions, they are having to, you know, just do whatever they can. And in many cases, they are very inexperienced dealers. They're moving these very inexperienced dealers to very inexperienced floor positions.
Right.
And, you know, dealers get lazy. There's no game protection. I mean, even at the best casino, it's tremendous. Because I used to go, okay, I'm gonna get off of my rant in a second. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Ahead.
But I would always talk about the top-tier properties, Arias and Bellagios, and this is where you went to see some of the best dealers. In fact, places me and Scott have worked, right, where, you know, you saw the five-year dealer, the dealer with presence and where game protection was an issue, and you had a high level of confidence through a supervisor that, you know, everyone is doing their job, but that's no longer a thing. And not because they, you know, people are trying to circumvent. It's just because of complete lack of experience. They just haven't been, they don't know how to interact with the games correctly. And it's compounded by surveillance who gets no training on the games. And you have software now that, how are you not, like, how are you one of one? I don't understand.
Well, it's early. You know, a couple years ago, you couldn't build something like this.
It's right.
Finally, the tools are there and the talent's there that I was able to find people who could pull together this idea. And as I worked with you and worked with Scott and learned just how complicated the game is from a dealer's perspective and how easy it is perceivably to cheat at those games, no matter whether it's, you know, pass post or collusion or whatever it might be. So then you think about the idea that the operating pit has got, what, 10, 12 tables in it,
right,
and then there's X number of pits. You've got all of these going on at one time. There's no way surveillance could watch it. So
it's
what
impossible.
Our camera does, our camera knows all the techniques. It knows exactly what the dealer's supposed to do. It knows how the players can cheat, and it watches every table. So it's like having an operations supervisor over every single table. And it's not all about like penalizing anybody.
Right.
You know, if you're
right.
cheating,
right.
we're going to catch you, right?
Right.
But if you didn't cheat, maybe you're just a new player, or you're a dealer
right.
and things are going on, but you're a new dealer, then
right.
it becomes a training exercise instead.
That's right.
They get to go back and look at video and go, oh, I see what I did there.
Well, and that's true, because I when I train dealers, I talk about how players interact with the table. They're not always trying to cheat, but in many cases they'll do like you'll have players walk up and pass post the don't because they don't know any better on a crap table.
Right.
They'll just make bets, interact with the game that is, you know, it looks like cheating, but it's not. It's just from ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they haven't learned the game. They haven't come to Casino Quest and learned how to play the game.
They haven't put the time in.
So there's a few categories. So first you have the opportunity to watch from a surveillance, so from a bird's eye perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so interact with just people that are in the parking lot and anywhere that a camera is able to view.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Then you have the ability to watch the tables.
Right.
And really, you know, keep track of the players and the dealers. And then the hands per hour thing. That was the part when they heard you talking. They, you know, the hands per hour. So dealers got nervous. Oh, my God. You're kidding me? There's software now? They have software on some level that can track the hands per hour using, you know, the camera that I'm not sure, it's not AI, but it's just a camera technology.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be a next level stuff.
Smartest thing I did was getting this guy part of it, because I think we would have just stopped at the activity and the conflict and harassment, and we probably would have maybe we'd been done card counting, thinking we were doing something really wise, right?
Wow.
But he's pushing us. You know, he's helping us really understand the operations.
Well,
it's going to make
this,
it easier.
This is the money.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, as much as the casino doesn't want someone to be, you know, punching, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Or interacting in a ways, but that money part, because I have talked recently, especially recently, because the training part has been so existential, the concern that a lot of these operators have is the lack of training and how much money is literally walking out the casino,
mm-hmm.
but just due to errors, you know, slow dealers.
And they have no idea.
And there are very few operators that have really kind of boiled it. There are a few that are on top of it and know exactly how much money is walking. But I think now with your software, they're going to get a better, you know, a better idea that, right?
The whole thing is the actual cheating. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we want to circumvent that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get an alert, if our like William said, there's folks up, there's 4 or 6 people watching the monitors, but they're just hoping to find something. Now when that alert goes off and literally lights up that camera now, now human eye gets to take a look and say, was it? Yeah, it was. Now, here's where the training comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Do we call downstairs right away to try to get that money back? Or do we just record that and wait a little bit to see, is it the collusion piece?
Right.
Is the dealer working?
Yeah.
Is that an inside person?
How far does
person?
This go?
How far we're going to go? Because once we record, everybody, every camera now can record.
Right.
But now when you add the human element to be able to say, is that a false positive or what's the story?
You're going
to
have someone investigate.
And you know, we were talking, working really hard to reduce false positives. Mm. And I'm trying to tell the engineers, false positives are not that bad of a deal. I mean, of course we want to reduce.
Right.
But I want our agents to be engaged.
Right.
Not just trying to find a needle in a haystack, but to see an opportunity. Okay, it's not? Okay, great. But it's going to be. There's going to be opportunities. How many? Okay, there's only so many top-tier jobs.
Right.
But everybody needs table games.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How many times does a lower or middle tier casino in table games now mm-hmm. have to win the money 2, 3, 4 times?
Right.
Now, if you can reduce that and catch it on the first or second time, yeah. now we're, and it's not that we want to write a dealer up.
Right.
We want to coach him up.
Right.
You know my style, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Love him up and coach him up.
Love him up and coach him up.
Love him up and coach him up.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where we want to be.
Yeah.
When we're talking about hands per hour, if someone's under, mm-hmm. it's an opportunity to get them coached up.
Right.
But if somebody's over, that's the time to really recognize.
Right.
Back in the day when I'm at Texas, we used to have the 400 club. If you could pump out 400 hands per hour on your audit, if it came back 400 or above, come into my office. We take the picture.
Oh, really?
We hold up
picture
the sign,
with Scott?
Picture with me.
Wow.
With your sign.
Does it come with dinner?
How many? Usually I take them to dinner. For sure.
I'm in.
I don't buy $95 baked potatoes.
$95 potatoes.
I don't do $95 baked potatoes.
Well, back then you didn't need $95. That was a whole meal.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It works both ways.
The
training and the coaching goes both ways.
Yeah.
You can train and coach up, or you can recognize great performance.
Yeah.
So that's down the road. That's level 3. We've got 3 levels that we're looking at.
Wow.
And our engineers totally crushed level 1. Mm-hmm. So level 1 was pass post, pinching, capping.
Wow.
On blackjack. And just think now, it's like, say there's 10 games in the pit.
Right.
If you're at a Caesars property, there's 1 supervisor.
Yeah, really.
Okay?
Yeah.
Some joints.
For 20 tables, dude. Watching all of
well,
them.
Well, we know what we're talking about, right? They're grossly understaffed. Okay.
Yeah.
What if you had a virtual floor supervisor? Because there's a dedicated camera over every table.
Right.
There has to be has able to be. Show that's
yep.
gaming.
That's gaming,
a gaming
yeah.
rule.
Yeah.
What if you had a virtual floor supervisor over every table that could help you out with level 1s in the it's done.
Done.
Okay. We're yeah. showing that off. Big S on our chest.
All the flex.
Yeah, we're flexing that
yeah.
level 1. Okay, so if pass posting was off the board and we're first in goal with collusion, what am I talking about? Card recognition.
Huh.
So dealer has 20, Dennis has 20. Why did the dealer pay that push? Right?
Right.
Okay, everybody makes mistakes. Let's hang out.
Yeah.
Why did he do it again? Uh-huh. Why didn't he pick up the loser?
Yeah.
Maybe that's his landlord and he's a little tight yeah. on the rent.
How come they both have the last name? Same
right.
last name.
Yeah. You that's know what I mean? I'm saying. Well, right. you know what I mean.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
So everyone of your listeners and your audience understands pass posting and collusion.
Right.
That's a huge amount of the money walking out the door. If you've got someone working inside,
yeah.
you got a big problem.
That's it.
So what if your team understood, because when you come on board with us,
yeah.
you get the professor,
yeah.
and the professor is going to walk through the...
Literally the professor.
Literally with the professor. We're
yeah.
going to sit down. We're going to coach up
yeah.
the surveillance team. We're going to talk to the supervisors. We're going to yeah. talk to the dealers. Mm-hmm. Now everybody knows there's an eye in the sky that never blinks.
Less collusion.
If you're thinking about it, you're leaving.
You're leaving.
If you're doing it, you're leaving.
Because it used to be a supervisor would watch. There was a boxman on every game.
Sure.
And there was a supervisor for no more than like a couple. You know what I mean? There were many supervisors that were watching
yeah.
because, you know, when we started.
Dude, when we opened the Mirage,
you know what I mean?
There was double box and a floorman yeah. on every table.
Now that's not.
Now you got one floorman.
They're on player card retrieval.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
Right.
Up and down
player
cards.
And dealers are counting cash.
Dude. It's ugly. By the way, I do want to tell you that collusion is absolutely a very big deal, ongoing issue. If in fact, It's such an issue that casinos, when they find someone who is cheating, a dealer on the inside, because that's the one that'll really break the bank, right? If you have someone who is helping a player or in a million walking at Bellagio, right? Those guys went to jail, right? It happens more. I get this asked a lot from players that either come in or talk to us, you know, because they don't see that part of it. And it's more frequent than you would ever believe. We have this conversation. In fact, it's so frequent, we make it a point at the school to tell dealers that we're training, listen, don't, this will ruin your career for very
ruin
little
your
money.
Life.
Ruin your life. You'll never ruin work in life. Gaming. It's a felony. Yeah. And the casinos perp you. They make it a point. They make sure you come into work. No, they don't let you.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want
don't
you
call
to
you
no,
at
no.
home and say don't come back don't in.
They want no, you to come
we
in.
They want you to come in.
Yeah. So.
And then we're going to put the handcuffs on
you. That's it. They perp
you. And
then
we're going to walk you the long way.
Yeah, out the
door so everybody gets to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
that's
we're
100%
of the
thing.
And then we're going to put it in the paper.
Yeah, then it's going to go in the paper because recently, what was interesting is we know a dealer. We happen to, you know, we know a lot of dealers. So we know a dealer who is involved in a situation, let's say, at a casino. And they perped him, and it never ended up in the paper. But then it took a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But it finally got in the paper.
They put those Rampart dealers in there.
Okay,
there
we go.
Sorry, dude.
Give it out, buddy. Okay, that's fine.
Well, I mean,
but names.
But 2 months later.
Yeah, no, but it finally did. Finally did. They get around
right.
to it. Don't you know?
Right.
Sometimes they don't like at the moment while there's an investigation going on.
Right.
You might be spared the embarrassment, but eventually they circle around. They make it a point to go, hey, where's our article? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think
William and I talk all the time that when folks put their security sign protected by ADT outside.
Yeah.
There's a lot of softer spots for the bad actor to go, right?
Right.
They're not coming to that house.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is when the professor does the talk,
yeah,
that's going to shut down a lot of nonsense.
By the way, I have to believe, too, I would think that they're you know, a big concern for a lot of people nowadays, you hear about all the, like, the violence of people that are, you know, there's a lot of acting out lately. You know what I mean? I don't know how to put it into context. But if you have something, not everybody can be watching or be, you know what I mean, be available. But this maybe, no? This kind of...
Are you talking about the conflict piece?
Yeah. Just in general. Like,
yeah,
that's
where it started, actually.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I called Scott. He came. He was in Vegas. We met with a colleague of his at one of the casinos. I'm sure you know him. Mm-hmm. And I basically asked him the question, if you had somebody standing under every camera, what would you want them to look for? And I expected things like card counting and cheating and stuff. And they said, no, conflict.
Yeah.
The biggest problem they had was the conflict that occurs and it disrupts everybody else's good time. And it might be as simple as it could be sexual harassment. It could be a fight. It could be any number of things.
Yeah.
I was surprised to hear that. And that was the first thing we built.
Yeah.
And that maps to other markets. For us personally, we can go to stadiums, arenas, parks, and use that same logic there.
Yeah.
And then we added the gaming piece on top of it specifically for the casinos, and you get a really nice package.
I mean, because that, you know, because once that becomes a thing, it's a takeaway. I know a parking lot in town that people do not like to use because it's had so much conflict. Mm-hmm. And by the time anyone even pays attention or even anyone cares, it's you know what I mean? So you just don't go there.
We call that
no.
the challenging zip code.
Yeah, the challenging zip code.
If you're in a challenging
zip code, yeah.
We can help.
And I didn't even think about, like, the idea that if you walk up to a game and you know that your software is there, you're not going to cheat it. If you're a cheater, you're going to avoid that property. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And you and I both know.
Yeah.
There's Advantage Play websites out there where they'll tell you, go see Sally at table 3 because she shows her whole card, right?
My God.
So what's going to be on the front banner headline?
Yeah.
Don't go to XYZ because they've got Active Insights and they've got AI in
their
cameras.
This is great for our audience. So you guys, so we have a Discord channel. And there was a dealer at a certain casino who, once the number got to a certain level, their math went out the door. And if you bought in for X amount of money, this one person happened to just give you, you know, X. And, you know, it was purple checks. It was a sort of higher value. So you would walk out with an extra $1,500. So, of course, ended up on our Discord channel where, you know, our users were sharing this. And telling them, hey, go see this girl. Okay, did I say girl? Okay. That's only half the population, okay? Won't tell you where she worked. But you know what I mean? And it happens. I mean, especially now in this day and age. Like,
right.
They know where the targets are. And you know, they, you know, we, I teach dice. And there's a lot of ways that people take advantage of a dice game. But the very simplest way someone takes advantage of a dice game is they go to a breaking casino and they find the weakest link. Mm-hmm. And that's the target. And they know who the target is. We have a community of people, and you guys know who you are, who, you know, like to set the dice, right? And you know, some setters don't like to hit the back wall. And there are certain casinos where you can get away with that, and certain casinos you can't get away with that. You know what I mean? Where you have weak supervisors, you have weak dealers. But casinos have rules, and they want you to do, they want you to shoot the dice, they want you to hit the back wall. These are just basic sort of components, right? How you interact with the cards, stuff like this. So if you end up somewhere, and it's not always a dealer, sometimes it's just, it's a really weak floor supervisor who is just, you can just roll them over, they don't care, they're just, you're not interested, and they just, you know, they're just there to, you know, get a paycheck. But I can imagine where this changes, that this is like a paradigm shift.
Oh, yeah.
It takes all that burden away. And then moves it into this other thing. We don't care if the supervisor sucks. I mean, at least if they do, now we know they suck, and
well,
we can, right?
Well, here's the thing. What's three major things the floor supervisor needs to do? Game protection, great mm-hmm. ratings, get the ratings close, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. and great guest service. So if the game protection piece is under control with our virtual
yeah.
floor supervisor,
that lets them focus on
there might be a little bit of time left to do their job. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the rating card's never going away.
Yeah.
That's
casinos,
always going to
they're all
happen.
In on the rating card. Yeah.
Right, but here's the thing, David.
Yeah.
As you know, uh-huh. it costs a fortune to get these VIP players to come into your place.
It does.
And now what happens when they sit down and they make their first wager mm-hmm. and say it's a $100 game? But their true average bet is really $500. Their first bet's $100.
Right.
The floorman sees that $100,
enters,
it defaults, enters, and then they're on their way. And then yeah. they're getting a $100 average yeah. until they clock out.
Yep.
Now, if a
lot of players don't know how to ask. Yeah, we right. tell you, make sure to ask, what's my rating?
You have to.
You have to, yeah.
You have to, especially be vigilant. If you see the floor supervisor walking around and they haven't made eye contact with you, they don't have any idea what your wager is. None.
Especially if you martingale roulette, dude. Make
right.
sure to.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
You're doing martingale and you're still a table and you're getting table minimum.
You're a five-time martingale.
Yeah, but here's the worst part.
Yeah.
When it's time to check out, mm-hmm. or when your host goes and looks you up and says, "Oh my God, I spent a fortune bringing this guy in. I flew him in. He's got the big villa. We just sent him to the restaurant. He grabbed the wine list.
Yeah.
But legit, he's really legit, mm-hmm. or she's really legit." And now the rating says no, uh-huh. and you can't do it, or you're not going to invite him back. Mm-hmm. And then it goes the other way. Mm-hmm. What about the bad actor, the comp hustler, who mm-hmm. makes that big bet one time, you take a walk, and now they're flat betting. They're down the minimum if they're even putting it in the circle.
Yeah.
Okay? Now you're missing that person too.
Yeah.
So it works both ways, but both ways is not good.
Wow. Okay, so can you share the name of your company? Because someone's going to want to buy stock at some point. You know what I mean? Are you ever going public? Because I, right?
Yeah, Active Insights is
Active
the name
Insights.
Of
Active Insights.
Yeah.
That's privately held. Like, there's
it's
no
privately held. We have some investors, but it's privately held.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to say, like, I get approached a lot. You know, now with the channel, we get, I mean, you would not believe the number of, like, you know, side bet, you know, people hawking different games and, like, you know, lots of different ways of interacting with the casino. I've opened, you know, quite a few properties, right? And it's a tough gig. Casinos are very skeptical. There's not a lot to translate.
Nobody wants to be first.
Nobody wants to be first. You know, casinos are very conservative. They're very slow to evolve in some ways. You know, even social media. You know, even the idea that, oh my God, you got to have a camera in my space. You know, because mm-hmm. that was always not a thing, right? It took them forever. This is quite honestly the very first time in my gaming experience where it just seems like the most no-brainer thing I've ever heard. Like once you get data, which I know you're getting now, mm-hmm. where this works, I can't see how a casino doesn't have a conversation, especially knowing that I mean, from the dealer perspective, forget about, I mean, the conflict thing, that's an easy win. You can talk, I mean, parking lots would be safer. If I go to a parking lot, I know that your software.
Downtown.
Can you imagine? You come up with like this. When's
the last time you've been downtown?
I mean, dude, there's lots of Naked City. You know what I mean? Walking outside the behind the Strat late at night. They move into the Atomic. You know, it's like, people have lost their minds. You know, so there's this whole part of the it seems like people are angrier. There's like, you know, you hear about these incidents sometimes. You know, it is what it is, right? You know, cars are getting broken into, and now here you have something that would draw attention for an actual human, mm-hmm. and maybe there'd be a response. How does like Metro not want this?
Well, there's a couple pieces of it. One is because I'm staying in private institutions right now.
Yeah.
Because it is AI, and AI has lots of definitions and lots of preconceptions and such, and we probably will be doing some degree of facial recognition, and that gets people really worried.
Yeah,
also,
it makes them nervous. Yeah,
which we're not doing now. Uh-huh. It was one of my colleagues who founded GoFundMe, and we were trying to figure this all out. And he goes, "You know what? What you're trying to do, you just need to know that a fight happened. You don't need to know who's in the fight for what you're trying to achieve." So we remove the facial recognition off.
Yeah.
Which it's pedestrian. Facial recognition. I mean, you could download it onto your phone and it works, right?
Yeah.
But it's only effective if you've actually got a database to compare it with. So you got to be in some database to compare.
Right.
So, because
some casinos do have facial recognition.
They do, and they're allowed to.
Yeah.
You know, they have the, referred to as the blacklist, that if you've been kicked out once, you show up and they see that you're...
Which hasn't been always reliable. Some of those blacklist people find their way.
They find their way. And I don't know why they would.
COVID with the mask, it's been a drag.
Yeah.
But there's a... You know what? So I'm staying in the private areas right now, mm-hmm. And then we'll move to, you know, is an airport a good idea? Is an amusement park a good idea? And start thinking about those as we move forward.
Now, so I want to kind of, you know, break down the experience a little bit. All right, so AI is just software that takes advantage of the existing infrastructure. It's just software you install, uses all the current, you don't need any new cameras or any new... You know, because a lot of the, so before you, I had a company that was working on a technology, the camera technology, which, you know, quite honestly, I don't understand the whole thing, but they installed it at the school, and it was meant to track the hands, and it didn't always do the best job, to be honest, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was trying to track hands per hour, which is a big thing in the casinos, how many hands per hour a dealer puts out, and it was very accurate with being able to count the chips on the table, but not the chips that went into, like, the pocket. The in and out, because people, casino want to know what you leave with,
right?
And some people go, you know, straight, you know, right, you know, they'll squeeze a few quarters. Next thing you know, it's a lot of quarters, and they're out. You know what I mean? So they want to know how you're leaving the table, where you end with another table, and maybe if you show up at the cage, they know already. Hey, you got five black, you got two purple. They have a heads up on that. What is the opportunity for that kind of experience, like where you install the software, doesn't need any other thing. Can it count the money? Can you follow the money?
Literally plug and play.
It's plug and play. I can't count all the money yet.
Yeah, you can't.
We're tracking chips and cards.
Uh-huh.
At this point, can't do dice yet. Sorry,
can't
working
do
on
dice.
It. Craps is really complicated. I got a lot of code to write to get that one.
What kind of computer?
Right.
I mean, is it
a simple server. So most casinos, they've got their network, local network.
Yeah.
And there's a network inside the network. They call it the dark net. And so it doesn't communicate with anything else.
Yeah, so it's literally on its own. It can't be hacked.
On its own.
It's not in the cloud.
So there's some racks of the servers that basically collect all the camera feeds going in. And so what we do is we just take another server and we slide it in, and we connect their primary server to ours.
Wow.
And we can intercept all the feeds coming through. It was really important to me to have a plug and play so that it was real easy to install.
I mean, how are you one of one? So you are one of one right now. As far as you know, there's no one else in this space.
As far as I can, there's people that are playing in the gaming industry. There's people that are obviously doing stuff with AI.
Wow.
A lot of people focus on keeping bad guys out, you know, egress types of things like that. But so far, and don't tell too many people, I got to get a head start.
Well, you're going to be telling a lot of people now. No, I'm sure you have all the head start you need. You have Scott.
Yeah.
This is the
No, he's great, and he's helped set up the dominoes.
Yeah.
You know how this industry's connected.
It's
all
dominoes.
You got Vegas, you got the tribals, you got the regionals, you got global. And once you figure out where the head pin is for each one, and you make them really happy, then the rest of them fall. And we're in a really good spot for that.
I just can't figure out the negative. My only negative is this somehow goes Terminator on us. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden, there's like we're going back in time.
So there's no gun turrets coming out of cameras.
No...
We call it the human loop. basically, we identify that something may be amiss, and then the person in the surveillance room then can take a look at it and decide what to do next.
That's the best part.
That's the because it's not making decisions of its own. It's just giving alerts.
Giving you an alert.
That's just fantastic. So there's no room for this to like take over the server, and you know what I mean. Like there's none of that.
We had to do that, and we're doing a showcase on Monday at UNLV. You guys should come in and see if you can fool the system.
Wow, I love that. Yeah, that's
fantastic. We got the live gaming lab. So check this out.
Go ahead. You have the gaming lab at UNLV. What's it called? The IGI.
The IGI. Yeah. Jimmy will be there. Harrison will be there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The whole crew's going to be there.
Yeah.
So we have William comes in, and I said, he goes, I showed him Scottsdale.
Yeah.
He went down to the IGI.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, this is awesome. I said,
yeah.
See that room over there? That's a surveillance room. Open up the door, and it looks like a storage closet. A donation and some time and some love later, it's a functioning surveillance room again. So the leadership at UNLV really happy about that.
Wow.
So now when you come to Scottsdale on Monday, everybody's going to be playing, and then we take a small group to go inside to watch the play, 20 minutes, ding ding, rotate to the different game, and then somebody goes into the next group goes in, and William gives them the rundown. They're going to be watching themselves play. On the video, when they first of all, everybody's under 21, so they don't get a chance to play.
Yeah.
They're playing. Now you go in on the real monitors and watch themselves play. And then here comes me, sneak in, pass post, and it goes up.
And
they're going to see the alert. Wow. So it's really cool.
We added a second layer of display onto that so you can actually see what the computer's saying. So you've got the video, and then you got the display that says, "Oh, something happened." And you're zooming in, but there's another one that actually so you see what the computer's seeing. So arms, hands, the whole thing, chips, cards, the whole thing. So you get a sense of how it's really working.
Have you done a podcast yet? Is this your first podcast?
This first one.
Holy
yeah.
smokes!
Yeah.
That's fantastic. By the way, I'm so excited. I mean, I don't care if we get one view. That's fantastic. This is the start of quite literally. Something big. There's just no doubt about it.
Sure.
I'm very impressed.
We'll be back.
What's funny is when I met you, when you came here, I realized that I had met you before.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. You run into a lot of good people. You know what I mean? And it's amazing how things kind of intersect. And you have without a doubt. There's no better person in your corner than Scott. There's absolutely none.
Yeah.
He's just world famous, dude. He's literally world famous. He's got great stories. But I think more important than that is his very procedural way of looking at things that I think, you know, that helps other people understand how it works. He can break it down.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He would be great at Casino Quest, you know, because a lot of times you take for granted, you know, what people might know. And Scott doesn't do that. That's why he's a great teacher. He doesn't take anything for granted. He'll help you break it down and help you understand it. Dude, every boss is going to be lining up for this. I just don't see how you could say...
We're strategically looking. Well, first, one of the first things we wanted to do is I wanted him to meet you. That's why I brought him over.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the relationship that I have with your organization, Alex, Dennis, I mean, it's really...
I mean, if there's any way the school could help, like, we're, you know, we have a lot of... So the great thing about the school is there's a lot of activity at the school.
Yeah.
And we used to have, you know, another Visual Limits, I can just say. They brought all their stuff in when they were testing this camera feed and a bunch of other things. They have a monopoly. They didn't need us anymore. They, you know, whatever it is, they perfected and then they moved on. But if there's anything you need any feedback or, you know, and you know, these are new dealers making mistakes. So if you need, you know, if you want to see lots of mistakes, we're the school for it.
I think if I went to the engineers and offered that, they'd say start recording. They would want every hour of every minute they could get.
Yeah, because we run those games nonstop, and it's all breaking.
Because it's machine learning, so it constantly learns, but it only learns based on, you know, examples and experience and those kinds of things. So it'll learn from the actual play. But we've run actors through that. We've had Scott and his people. Harrison's in there like every other day.
Oh, really?
Doing the thing. Yeah.
Harrison?
Oh, yeah. He's been our dealer for so many things.
He's evolved. Yeah.
He has evolved.
Harrison's got a big job on this.
No,
street.
I know. He's doing great. You hooked him up with that? I heard.
No.
We won't tell him where he works, but you hooked him up?
I
we helped I've him a little bit.
Yeah, you guys
then,
were great.
Yeah, yeah.
You help all my students.
No, 100%.
But that's the relationship.
But by the way, so like that's also so you know without going into too much you know that this is literally like part of the issue is you have people like Harrison only started not too long ago. And now he's a supervisor at a pretty major casino. Yeah. That never happened when me and Scott, you had to put in your dues. You had to deal. We used to tell people, that you needed 2 years of dealing experience before you really wanted to pick up a suit.
Right.
Before you wanted to be, because that way you were familiar with a lot of the things that could happen on a table and how to interact with players and resolve issues. Now it's like 3 months.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But that puts guys like me in a really great spot because I'm teaching at the university level.
Yeah.
You're teaching dealers.
Right.
I want my students to be the boss. I want them to run the place.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it would take them 15 years to get to that spot.
Boom.
Now they go see you.
Yep.
They deal for a cup of coffee. They get on the floor. They take their lumps. They learn what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right. And now they're in action.
Yeah.
And if you really get into it, see the difference with Harrison, he had coffee with Elliot Jacobson yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's having coffee tomorrow with Bill Zender.
Yeah.
He's going after it. He's really trying
he's
hard.
He's mentoring. Yeah. He's trying to make that work.
And him and I talk often.
Yeah.
You know, and I introduced him to William because, I'm not living in town. So William needs to have a guy with boots on the ground.
Yeah.
It really works great. It's tremendous. Mm-hmm. There's a couple things that we didn't get a chance to talk about.
Go.
That the AI is about to do. Like,
right.
We're on deck with. So we broke it down into the four levels. I told you, like, level one's rocking right now.
Yeah.
Level two with the collusion piece, the card recognition. But another thing, David, I think is really awesome in level two is the body language piece. What's going on? When you got a dealer with their head on the swivel, mm-hmm. why is that going down? Why aren't they engaged?
Right.
They're looking for this floor man. Beep, 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 beep. What's going on with that? You and I were sticklers. Show me to clear hands.
Yep.
You didn't clear hands before you left? Beep, beep, beep.
Wow.
Coaching points.
Yeah.
Coaching points. Because the dealer doesn't want to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be the person like, they never clear their hands. They don't go into their body. Behavioral model. We've already got the collusion model, mm-hmm. the conflict model. It's a nice segue for our engineers now to get into the body language. Mm-hmm. How about this one?
Yeah.
Don't come play on my game.
Yeah.
Please don't come. Because we share our tokes. And I really don't need you to come to my game.
Yeah, because I don't need to, yeah.
If some of the folks in the audience aren't, like, engaged and they really don't love the game, we're going to get you coached up and rehabilitated with this. I really 100%. Believe. So here's the deal. There's so many. The number one, in my opinion, as an operator, I'm the end user. That's why William and I get along so well because it's got to be, I got to want to buy it.
Yeah.
I got to want to buy it. So when we get there, that's, When we're at night now, I'm really excited because we got level one, we're cruising through level two, and I see three and four. Level three, we want to talk about, that's the analytics piece. Mm-hmm. Hands per hour. What's one of the biggest moves now in gaming? The proliferation of side bets. Mm-hmm. Side bets are everywhere.
A lot of side bets.
Okay. But
slowing the game down.
Yeah, but it raises the house advantage
going through
so high.
These guys are
printing money.
Yeah, printing money.
If you don't have side bets on your game,
yeah.
you're missing a big up. Now, I don't recommend side bets in the VIP because they're not square players.
Okay.
They're sharp players.
Dana White's not big on
Dana White's not going to bet the square player. Okay.
Okay,
Dana's going to be looking at you sideways.
He's the VIP of VIPs.
Yeah, he's King Kong.
He literally is. Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah.
He's the Hulk.
Well, currently, yeah.
But that's what I'm looking for because when we talk to operators, they want reports. They want to be able, and then there's an analytics department.
Mm-hmm.
So I really believe that with the talent that's on our team, we're going to be able to reach these levels. And then the holy grail, like you started to touch on, would be bet tracking. So if we can get in the zip code of what the average bet is, because I just gave you the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
They swipe the card, it goes to the minimum wager, and the floorman's on their roller skates trying to keep up,
mm-hmm.
and they have no time to see. Forget about game protection. That went out with the rating card. Right?
Yeah.
As soon as they went to rating cards, forget about game protection. But we have to win the money now with break-in dealers. And you know the best part about break-in dealers?
Mm-hmm.
They evolve into great dealers.
No, they do.
They do.
And they're hungry.
And
if they start the right way.
And that's what gets me. That's what has me fired up now because there's opportunity for my students trying to grow the gaming department at UNLV. That's my number one goal is grow that gaming department. And find those rock stars that I can send to you You guys get them coached up, because we've talked about this 100 times.
Yep.
You're not going to graduate from UNLV and be the vice president. You've got to get your hands dirty.
That's it.
So I say, go to the number one dealer school in America.
That's it.
Get coached up, and then come.
So last week's rant was about how bad dealers are costing players money. Lazy dealers, dealers that don't engage, dealers that...
I'm here to fix that problem.
Dealers that don't want to work.
I've got my friend William here and an awesome team behind us to really move the needle in the gaming space.
So the dead dealer who doesn't want someone at their game. So let me tell you a story. I'm going through a casino where I've trained a lot of dealers to work. And there is a woman who wants to play. We say belly up to the game. Doesn't mean actually belly. But she's coming up to the game. And the dealer tells her he's not interested in playing. He says something. Okay, I don't hear exactly what the words is, but she's like, she's taken back. She's like, and she starts going to the next table. And I'm like, no. I walk up to the table, okay, because I happen to be known here. And I'm like, no, ma'am, this table looks fantastic for you. I think this is your lucky table. She's like, no, the dealer is not interested in having me play. No, dealer would love to have you play. Table's open, dealer's ready. And I put my hand on the table. He doesn't know who I am. I'm sure he learned who I was later. But I'm just so stunned. So if you're going to be a dealer and you don't want to do your job, don't be a dealer.
Please don't.
You know what I mean? I have to say that, okay, I went from the military to dealing. So for me, it was a joy. Right,
yeah.
Because
you understand the order of operations.
It was easy to say. Actually, I went through a few other steps before I went there. But for me, dealing a game and making money, I couldn't believe how lucky I was. You follow? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be busy. I was that guy who, you know, I pissed off other dealers who wanted to sit dead because players would fill up my table because I enjoyed. I wanted to deal. Why would I be a dealer and not want to deal? What's interesting is that this software, for many dealers out there who just are the only dealers that are not going to enjoy it, are dealers who are already too jaded and too lazy and not interested. But that's okay, because there's new dealers coming up now who are happy to learn it the right way. The dealers that we interact with at the school, once they know what this whole game is, they're happy to be part of that whole game. They realize how important it is. And I believe, quite honestly, that if you're a good dealer, And you get to this next level engagement with customers, even if it's something like software giving you a little kickstart, the little buzz, like, hey, pay attention,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Be available to deal. You know what I mean? Focus on accuracy. You make more money. You make more money because now you've got more hands. You have more opportunity for the player to win. More opportunity to have players. You know what I mean? You know, one of the biggest complaints that we have from players is that, you know, there's not a lot of experience. You know, when they go to a place that's sort of break in, the dice aren't moving fast enough. You know what I mean? They feel like they can't get, you know, enough hands or whatever, and so they'll just go somewhere else. Or they come across a dealer who's jaded. Some of these top casinos have dealers that they're just done. They're at the end of the line. They just don't want to deal. And there are supervisors letting this happen. You know, there are people. There's no one there to say, hey, pay attention. And guess where they go? They go somewhere else. They take their money. They go somewhere else. They're just not interested, right? Why would I want to play there? I don't want to play under those conditions.
Yeah.
But if everybody, if that dead dealer started a game, guess what? That game has potential to make money, not only for the casino, but for the dealers too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody wins.
Or if surveillance got an alert that there's negative body language on Craps 2, somebody's going to go engage that person.
I think it's great.
Move
everybody. Yeah. All those jaded people, move them on, dude. Yeah. Let them move them on. They don't need to be working at Bellagio. They don't need to work in.
You ready?
Yeah, ready.
Love them up.
Love them up.
Coach them up.
Yeah.
Or coach them out.
Coach them out. Yeah. I mean, I.
You know my reputation, dude. There's a lot of dudes that love me, and there's a lot of folks that don't want nothing to do with me.
Yeah, that's it. You draw this very line. That's the thing.
I mean, either you're in or you're out.
You're in or you're out.
I want to be part of the best team. The best operation out there. I take a lot of pride in being on teams.
Yeah.
I'm really pumped up to be on this team, brother.
Yeah, gaming, the thing about gaming is it's really not hard if you learn all the pieces. You know what's hard? Building rock walls is hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hauling stuff from a quarry. Yeah. Or how about being in a foxhole for 10 days in the monsoon weather? You know what I mean? And trying to get comfortable and eating MREs with a straw. You know what I'm saying? Those things are hard. You know what I mean? What's not hard is interacting with people, speaking, using a pencil. You know what I mean? Like
taking a 20-minute break every hour.
Every hour.
Getting paid to eat free food.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see nothing hard about that. It's the greatest job on earth.
It really
Embrace
is.
It.
In my opinion, gaming is the one is absolutely the best career I could have ever imagined for myself.
Yeah.
Now, if it was no craps, I would have probably done something else. I would have
taught you how to play baccarat.
I know baccarat, dude. That's not a thing.
Baccarat is the retirement home for crap dealers.
I would have.
If you want to squeeze another 10 years out of you, because there's only so many times the hinge can go up and down.
Yeah,
I know.
That's right.
That's the retirement home.
That's the retirement home. Yeah.
But
I would have done that if it was back at Caesar Palace Court, dude. That baccarat room. That would have been me sitting pretty. But I think this is you're onto something. So okay, so your background, you are computer science, so you're a computer engineer. And where did you come from? Like, where did you start from? Like, what was the?
I was in Indiana of all places.
Okay.
I had a couple businesses that were successful in e-learning, and the last one was in virtual reality.
Uh-huh.
The pandemic kind of killed the VR program. Nobody wanted to share goggles and such, and so I went into chartering yachts for a little bit so I could figure out what to do. And
yacht
there was
charter
a,
guys,
yacht
yeah,
charter, yeah,
good segue. I know.
And I came out to San Diego because I just wanted a bigger environment. I wanted to see just how far I could push my game. And there was an incubator there, and they basically said, we're pushing visual AI, computer vision. See how you can use this. And so I spent 6 months doing market research and talking to all kinds of the top brands to figure out which. You know, I talked to prisons, farms, warehouses.
Just anyone you think
anybody.
They could take advantage of this.
And then I got into hospitality. I said, okay, I see how, you know, resorts have people that need to be protected, you know. And then I started getting into casinos. And it was really fascinating because I've never been part of this industry. So it's been something new. So it's taking something that I already know, applying it to something new makes it kind of engaging.
And I met you originally like a year ago? How long?
Maybe half a year ago.
Maybe
it was just summer,
months.
I think.
Okay.
It was. I think it was the same. Yeah, it was just around summer.
So you have a team that works on the software part of it, right?
Right.
And this is it's your own software.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's your own software. You guys have developed this. I mean, this is your own product.
That's right.
Wow. Amazing. I haven't talked to anybody who's even remotely attached to anything like this. That's the thing. That's why it was just so stunning. I mean, and now to meet you.
Yeah.
I was really excited to get back in the chair and hang with you because you know, As soon as we accomplished level one, we've had the conflict model was completed, but I want to talk to your people.
Yeah,
I want to talk to you, and I wanted to bring in the table games piece. Mm-hmm. And once we got to level one, and the first time I seen the alert light up on a pass post, oh man, it was.
We have in our direct network for the school about 108 casinos that we work with, give or take. That we work with the table game directors, we work with VP gaming, that we've developed relationships with over the years, over the last 5 or 6 years, I can tell you that they would all love to hear this, the things they're dealing with right now are just just next level. I mean, if every table game director is trying to solve. How do we stop the money walking? How do we conflict resolution? You know what I mean? Like all these triggers.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working on a surveillance course that involves triggers. So game protection triggers. You know, what specifically are the things that, you know, we can train surveillance? So we have a few casinos that send surveillance operators to CG to learn different games. And when I know they're from surveillance, which they usually, sometimes they don't tell me they're trying to be a dealer, and sometimes they do tell me because I know who their recruiter, I know their HR person or reimbursed or something like this, right? I try to give them a different perspective on the game because they're not going to be dealing the game. It's going to be a heads up. You know, what they see is different than how a dealer interacts with the table, right? Because from their vantage point, the money moves, they don't see the same things. They're not picking the checks. They don't have the luxury of the mirror. They don't have, craps especially is a verbal game, visual game.
Yeah.
So unless a dealer sets up the bet, which they're, a lot of times it's just they have this verbal interaction and then they get to some conclusion. No one has any idea because now they're not confirming their bets. It's only one person who is said that this is how that Bellagio thing worked out, right? Because they called any bet they wanted to, whatever roll, that was the bet. You know what I mean? There was no confirmation. There's no visual confirmation.
It was the ultimate pass post.
It's the ultimate pass post, especially when you have, you know, collusion. So we've been developing this course specifically to have certain triggers, and a crap table is difficult. But, you know, if you pay attention, you can see how people interact. You can see, you know, when you can teach dealers to set up the bets first before they pay them, so everybody knows, you know, everyone can see what's going on. You can teach dealers to create a visual, use the cum, use certain areas of the table, and present as much as possible like a visual display, right? Which is helpful for both the players and supervisors, so everybody can see what's going on. But your AI would be way ahead of that.
Because your AI, share right? with the behavior model, like the, how it predicts behavior.
Well, yeah, that's
Well, the behavior from like the conflict, you know, it's about to start. He's, you know, and
right.
trying to get predictive to it as it learns more and more. We talk about the headlock versus the noogie, trying to get more predictive. If two people bump into each other, is there about to be a confrontation, or is there just going to say? And we had actors go in with different levels of intensity in terms of bumping into people, or you know, it's two bros that haven't seen each other since college, and so they're hugging it out. You know, how do you differentiate that from a fight?
Yeah.
But then other behaviors as well. We'll get more and more fine-tuned. There's some other areas that we have to focus on as we evolve that's going to require more and more our ability to see fine-tuned facial expressions, fine-tuned motor skills, interaction between people.
Yeah.
It's only going to get better.
There are certain things that players do. Like, I know me and Scott on a crap table. On a crap table, I can usually pick out the thief, and the thief doesn't come back to me. There are things that I do to protect my game. You're one of the things anybody that comes down to DC, the DC is the hardest area for a dealer to protect, because peripheral vision, if the person sits next to you, you know, next to base, you'll see it's the guy with the hands over the table, cupping his money, you know, he's down on the DC, he's up on the DC, down on the cup.
There's triggers.
There's triggers. Like, there are things, there are ways that players interact with the game on a consistent basis, and the minute someone starts doing that, what I become is the most visual dealer you'll ever see. I will use extra buttons. I will touch their money every time. So even if they don't know that I'm memorizing their bets, they think I am, right? With your software, if they know your software is there, I don't need to worry about any of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they know someone's helping me. Someone's watching me. Someone's heads up. But there's lots of that. I'm sure that your AI will pay attention to that. You know what I mean? That's part of that learning curve. It's amazing how, you know, once you've been dealing this game long enough, you can see the cheaters. You know the people that are trying to confuse the game. I can actually get on a table, replace a dealer. I worked at Texas. When I worked at Texas, towards the end of my career in dealing. And I worked there very specifically because I loved local places. I loved working with break-ins. I wasn't working for the money per se. But I would, I would tap out a dealer. Is that you see? We both. That's
is
okay.
That one yours?
Yeah, we got families. So I would tap out a dealer, and you know, because a lot of dealers were new, and instantly know we had issues because they run. You know what I mean? They this is a new dealer. It's a break-in dealer. They can't look up. They're so focused on what they're doing. You know, they're sweating. It's hard for them to really pay attention. But once they get a chance to look up, you see. You know who they are. You know that who is going to take advantage of the game. I'm just so interested to see the evolution. I would love to. I can only imagine the conversations that are going on.
Yeah, the first couple was really great. I mean, the first time we got together was, wow, this could be really great. And then we just kept following up. And
yeah.
Then I got to meet the engineers, and then we had meetings with the engineers.
Yeah.
Talking about blackjack, talking about how the game works, talking about setting up the rules. You got to set up rules so when something deviates from the rules,
right?
That's what the alert comes from.
All right, fantastic. I'm really looking forward. I'm just so happy that you're here.
Thanks.
And this is going to go on to a fantastic thing. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this is a great market. I think the casino is going to eat this up. I mean, you should. whatever your prices are now, you should just raise the prices, call it a day.
My engineers keep telling me the same thing.
Oh, my God. Because it's such a valuable
Sam
thing.
Sam and George are grinning big right now.
There's millions of dollars. Like, I hear about it all the time. It's the biggest complaint. There's just millions of dollars walking out the door in just so many categories within gaming protection, you know, hands pro. There's just so many parts of this that cost money.
Right.
Especially when you're dealing with all these new. Do you guys realize? So there's an 80% turnover at some casinos on a month-to-month basis. Can you imagine? Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Krispy Kreme donuts.
I mean, besides like maybe one.
I've never heard anything like that. Yeah.
It's literally like this existential thing. And if you're so desperate, if you're that casino, because there is a casino out there with 80%, you know what you're thinking about? The fact that there's still a casino means that people are dropping cash. Right, yeah. That people, it's still, there's so much money that they're able to compensate for that kind of turnover.
To put up with that.
To put up with that.
Yeah.
Then the next thing is, do I still keep a casino? Like there is a casino right now in town that's thinking of debating eliminating the table games, only because they can't keep staff and only because there's so much money walking.
Wow.
You know what I mean? They're at that break even. You know what I mean? They're trying
give
to
give them my card, bro.
I mean. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like literally, they have talked to me about, do I need dealers or am I about to close this pit? You know what I'm saying? They have no choice.
Wow.
And it's not because of a lack of money. I mean, obviously, the cash is there because 80% turnover and they're still operating a casino. It's just they can't get the help. It's just become such this grind of trying to keep people there and incentivize. Listen, you can go to Caesar's Palace. You can get to Planet Hollywood in 6. We have a girl that went through our school. Got to Planet Hollywood and under. She's at Caesars now, probably 7-8 months. And she didn't speak any English when she started. She's a phenomenal person. She learned how to deal. She practiced. She took all the classes. She did everything correct. She was at Planet Hollywood in what, 4? What? She's from Bulgaria? Something like this. Planet Hollywood in like 4 months, Caesars in 6 or 7 months. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So why are you working at some of these other properties? You don't need to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You really don't. You can just move on. All right. We got to get to the Q&A parts.
We do have a super chat.
Ah, super chat.
By Christopher Bird. If a dealer told me not to go to another table, I'd buy in double.
Yeah, I know.
I'd buy in double and call for the pit boss.
I was so pissed. I knew the dealer at the next table. It was one of our dealers.
Mm.
And I always used to hate dealers that you can tell what dealers just don't want. They want to sit dead. You know, they want the fringe game. They try to talk to the pencil, get the game that's out of the way. So hopefully they don't get any actions watching the TV. And they're costing me money because no one wants to interact with them. Why are they there? You know what I mean?
And we're sharing.
And we're sharing. Yeah.
Table for table. Go ahead. Be a knucklehead.
Yeah. Yeah. Table for table. Yeah. You're going to starve.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't survive. Well, unless you have a guarantee.
Unless you got the $65,000 guarantee.
We might have to talk about that.
That's great.
But yeah, so I felt so bad for this lady. I just keynote believe it. I was on my way to play Keno. And I minded my own business, off to Keno to unwind. And I see this, and I just felt so bad because you could tell that she wanted her own dealer. And every now and then, somebody, you know, that's what they did. And so that's great. That's fine, too.
Sure.
You know? Anyways, all right, what else we got? Any questions?
You guys actually answered a lot of the questions as you went.
Really?
But there's one that's interesting. Clint Vert says, are there any player experiencing opportunities with the AI in addition to the bet tracking?
Are there any players that are using AI?
No. Like, I'm guessing he's asking, like, is it going to benefit the players for their experience? Like, not just, like...
I think so.
Yeah, I think is going to be a big benefit to the players is taking the game protection element off the table for the supervisor. They're going to get interaction now. They're going to get more... A lot of folks come in looking for that interaction from the supervisor and from the team. I think it's going to take a lot of pressure off the team.
A lot of pressure
off the team. And the thing is, like with the newer dealers, they're going to get. There's going to be coaching opportunities. A lot of coaching opportunities. Then it makes the dealers better. More hands per hour. Yeah. Everybody has a better time.
If you listen to that rant that I did last week about bad dealers, this is a way to improve dealers. This is a way to identify, like, what are the issues. Like, not all dealers are the same. They're not cut the same way. You know what I mean? And if you can realistically have a productive conversation instead of waiting for a customer who's have a bad experience and then just dealing with it that way, but to look at it holistically, you know, dealers are, you know, we're human beings, right? So some dealers are better with hands per hour, but yet they're not looking or they're not adjusting. I had a dealer at a casino one time that could not stop pointing, and people were just, two people don't like to be pointed at. You got to go like this. You got to open your head. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But instead of waiting for it to be this conflict, you get ahead of it. You're able to identify the things that you can address and just make this a much more fluid experience. I think everybody wins. Yeah. Because now you have this realistic expectation on the part of the dealer themselves, right? And you've eliminated a lot of the trouble, you know, the cogs in the system. Like, right. Because supervisors, by the way, a lot of them suck too, right? And this eliminates, and what are they reporting? Are they reporting everything, or they're just reporting one dynamic, or, you know what right. I mean, one viewpoint? You know, this is all the viewpoints all at once. This is giving you a much better picture of all of it. You know what I mean? And it's honest, it's truth, and you know, it's a holistic thing. You know what I'm saying? You can't get that from a person, right? Because everybody sees something different, no?
Yeah, and it's ready.
And it's ready. That's the thing. How is this not? That's the thing that's so stunning. Listen here, the next billionaire minted is already. All right, what else you got? You got anything else?
We have Splink.
Splink. $5. Hi, Splink.
Says, great content. Keep it up, boys. Enjoy the stream and the videos. Vegas Tycoon forever.
Oh, Vegas Tycoon. They got...
Look at you, buddies.
Uh-huh.
Cakes and pies.
Hey, by the way, Vegas Tycoon's coming up with some content. So aren't you guys finally working on putting something else out?
Sure, I need more time, please.
Really? No way. Yeah, he needs a little time. It's coming, guys. By the way, we're going to be refocusing a little bit. You guys will be very excited. Those of you who are on the training center side, I was trying to have something out already, but it is coming, I promise. I'm working my little butt off to try to get you that. So just know that if you're on the train, so it's casinoquest.biz/thecenter. If you want to sign up for the notifications or you want to be involved in the training center part of it, we are on the verge of the space. And the whole model plan and everything. So just hang out for a second. Give me a couple more days. Me and Leslie, who you know is our new lead admin. Hi, Leslie. We're in the finishing mode. So we'll have something back to you shortly. All right. By the way, did we mention our event? We have an event at Palace Station, 30th, 31st of March. So get into that. Sign up. We still have some tickets available. So it's 2 days. First day. Palace got us a group code, though. They hooked us up. So 59 and 79.
Shout out to Chris or what?
Shout out to Chris, dude. Chris is fantastic, by the way.
Love Chris.
Yeah, thank you, sir. And so we got you this great group rate because we got rid of the resort fees and all that, you know, everything else. Isn't that fantastic? For now.
Free parking.
Always free parking, dude. That is like, you know what I mean? And the parking is easy to navigate parking. And then Sunday is a dice clinic with me and Ronnie for 2 hours. We're going to be taking over the whole dice pit, and we're going to be giving you guys a clinic opportunity, even dealing. So those of you interested in being on the other side, I think Clint reached out to us as far as the dealing thing. He's interested in doing it. So there's that. So get your tickets. They're at casinoquest.biz. It's on the very top. You'll see it. There you go. What else?
John Zimbo. Any chance of Active Insights will go public?
I know, right? Well, people are already like, everything's holy possible. Smokes.
Yeah, anything's possible.
Yeah. I think, you know what I love? Like in 6 months, I would love to have you back and talk about like the track record.
Yeah.
I would love to see where you're at in 6 months because I really believe like there's a point. This city is a domino thing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And once you knock them down, it just goes. I'm trying to come up with a negative. My brain usually works on negatives, right? I'm a business planner. While I was a dealer for 30 years, I wrote 200 business plans, for active business. It's not all capitalized plan, but just business plans give people a path. And, you know, you start with the negatives. You move people away from the emotional things, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because everybody believes they have the next best thing or whatever the case. But when you start with the negatives, you kind of break it down. You give them some truth, some real love, you know what I mean? And say, hey, maybe this isn't the right thing. I can't find that here. I don't know where it lies. You know what I'm saying? I can't see where's the no. There's a no. Our whole place is just falling apart. It's poltergeist. It really is.
It's in there.
This is the house.
But I think that most of our audience is, the only one little caveat I have is there's dealers out there who are going to have to work. They have to do their job.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, guys. Blame it on me.
Yeah. The humanity.
Scott's the guy.
There's enough dealers out there mad at me already.
But I think, I know, right?
Get in line.
But I think you cannot sit, if you sit in front of a boss and they find a way to give you, I would love to hear what it is.
Yeah.
I would love to know what's the negative.
It's been an incredibly positive reception.
Yeah.
As we're going through the process. It's been great.
Well, because you're really already, I'm not going to say who it is, but you are working, you have a big player out there who has this, you're getting feedback.
Mm-hmm.
The only negative is that the feedback says, listen, the place goes on fire and, next thing you know what I mean? But
dude, we got a second install coming right around the corner.
Because if that's positive, I just can't see what the downside is.
No, it's, and you're right about them being dominoes. And it's the reason I chose the industry for several reasons.
Yeah.
That's also really good for tangentials because once we got the casino done, to go to resorts and hotels, I just take the gaming piece out, but it's the exact same model.
Wow.
We go to stadiums and arenas, we just take the hotel out, and it's the exact same model. We're just watching people and looking for key nefarious activities that need to be
even from a dealer perspective. It helps us. It really does. Mm-hmm. It as a dealer school, it gives us this like sort of baseline of interaction.
Mm-hmm.
If all the things that we're teaching become true about protecting, doing your job, protecting the game, being a good dealer. You know what I'm saying? Because this is sort of like, I wouldn't say like a policeman, but this is kind of like enforcing those really obvious things, you know what I mean, that should be part of the system, no?
100%. I mean, you touched on it already. When you suspect a bad actor, mm-hmm. you get pumped up, your body language gets more powerful, mm-hmm. gets more dominating. And that's when I'm talking to new dealers, first thing I tell them is you gotta have that positive body language. When you're tapping in on the game, make eye contact with all the players before you tap in.
Yeah.
Don't be staring at the rack. You gotta really look strong. I really believe a tremendous element that's coming soon with this body language piece mm-hmm. is really gonna make a tremendous coaching point, and a lot of that negativity is gonna mm-hmm. go away
because
you're gonna get coached up or you're gonna get coached out.
And you're gonna know right. You're gonna know right. It's a win. So by the way, that question about the player point. I mean, it's definitely a win for players because now you have new dealers who are responsive in a way that they weren't or they didn't need to be.
But they want to be coached up.
Yeah, they
came to your school.
Yeah, 100%.
And they the first thing they want to do is get a job.
Yep.
But they always want to keep growing.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Working on those bird games and the $3 mm-hmm. game or the $2 game.
Yeah.
I started out on. It took me 1 year before I could walk home and say, I don't think I made a mistake today.
Wow.
I mean, and I practiced my tail off. Yeah. Now, we're talking about insane games.
Yeah.
Insane games.
Yeah.
New Jersey back in the day with only three casinos.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, I mean, I'm going home like this every night.
That was me in the bird game at the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it took a while.
$3 outside.
I had $3. Two and a quarter outside, buddy. Here you go. Chuck it right out the window, remember? So, yeah, here's your two and a quarter outside. We got stories. We got to come back. We'll have to have a story day with Scott and David again. That's a lot of people miss the story day, dude.
Yeah, I love hanging out with you.
We got stories, dude. We got stories.
We got
what else you got?
More stories than Walt Disney.
Brent gave us $5 from chat. Says, what will this do for the ratings of players? Will the regression strategies be punished as AI updates?
Wow, I would say so here's the thing. So when I've lost the word. So
are you ready to go?
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so because I think the value is your first in, right? I mean, the fact that you're regressing doesn't mean if you're starting with 220. So one of the regression strategies we have squeeze play. You start with 220, you add the 410, you're back down to 160. So now you go from 220 to 160. So if you're starting at 220 and you're giving your player's card, right, that supervisor is putting you in at 220.
Right.
Whereas the
– But if he's a good supervisor, he's going to watch one or two rolls, watch you go down to 54 cross, and then he's going to make the adjustment, or she's going to make the adjustment.
Right.
Now while they're running around with the roller skates, when we get to level 4, the AI is going to make the adjustment.
Yeah.
The answer to the question, Dennis, I believe would be a true average bet, or in the zip code. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as an operator, end user, if you can get me in the zip code,
yeah,
that's all I'm looking for.
I will say that component is more operator friendly because you'll have this total picture. But for some of you out there, you know, if you look at a lot of games where there's Martingale games or the Lambert strategies or Fibonacci, you're going to benefit from, you know, as you run these up, you're going to get a better picture of your betting as well. So it'll
if
be like
Martingale,
a mixed bag.
You're getting the worst of it because they watch you make your first bet.
Yeah.
Then they take off as you double.
Double. Yeah,
they're
right.
Down the other end
yeah.
of the pit.
So this
but
will benefit a lot
value.
Of players
yeah.
like on that step. So, yeah, so if you're strictly a regression player, but if you're learning opportunity and you take advantage of the hot roll and pressing those bets back up, guess what? The AI triggers. So it could be a mixed bag, I think, right? But I think it'll be a more accurate reflection of your time in game, time on device.
That's
you know
what we're
mean?
Looking for.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
A snapper asks.
Snapper!
Will this new technology work with old heads at the casino?
Old heads. So will this technology work with snapper, basically? Snapper, sir, this technology will keep plenty. You can hug this technology. Whenever you need a big hug, sir, this technology will be there for you.
Yeah, snapper,
we love Snapper.
I'm 62, and
he's
I can't
okay,
get enough.
Okay, you're a
of
young
him.
Man to Snapper. I'm just yeah. saying. Snapper's been around. But Snapper's one of my most favorite.
Snapper was the pit boss at Noah's Ark.
Yeah, when Snapper
we
is.
We were dealing.
He was our pit manager.
Okay.
Go. What else you got? We love Snapper. Snapper, how you doing, buddy? Yeah.
I saw the questions during the live show.
Yeah.
You guys kind of, you know, answered them by accident.
All right. So I guess the last thing I have is, like, there's this, you know, you guys are working on the new sort of these other levels.
Sure.
And is there a time frame? Is it kind of you're waiting slowly to? So in 6 months' time, are you expecting a lot more casinos to be part of this process? Are you in like the testing or beta phase now still?
Well, we're fully released.
Okay.
And so it's you got two sides. One is to get the sales part moving.
Yeah.
Which means make the very first installations really, really ridiculously successful.
Right.
Our first tribal, they insisted on being number one. They wanted to be the first one to adopt it, and then they'll tell all their friends about it. You know how the tribals are. They're all really, really close to each other.
Yeah,
so,
100%.
That's that. And then in terms of development, we do a quarterly release is the plan.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of ideas. He's got ideas. I've got ideas. Yeah. The engineers have ideas. So we come together once a quarter and we say, what's the value of each thing? What's our budget? What can you afford? I'll go to him and say, dude, okay, you got 1,000 hours. How do you want to spend them? You know, like, here's five things I want. Well, this one's worth 200. This one's worth 300. You know,
wow.
And we'll do that on a quarterly basis. We have to do derivatives. Obviously, we're doing blackjack right away. Baccarat's next, roulette's next. Yeah.
Number one game in America.
Yeah, but before we go global, we have to have Baccarat, right? So starting to do the derivatives of that while we push new functionality on the others. Yeah. And then the bigger one that's long-term is the, you know, I did the interviews with all of the hospitality companies and casinos and saying, so what's your big problem?
Yeah.
And they all, you know, casinos had the same three. They had the protection of the game, they had protection of people, and they had this third one. And then we went to the hospitalities, the hotels and stuff, so Hilton, Marriott, MGM, and that third one became number two for them. And then we went to all the tribals, and it was number one. And it was something I never thought I'd have to deal with, and it's sex trafficking.
And it is,
for every single one, it is their biggest problem.
Yeah.
So we looked at this, I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. First, we did some research, like, tell me this is not real, or it is real, or something.
Real.
But then we looked at what we're doing. We're doing with behavior recognition, activity. We're talking about, you know, the way people interact with each other.
Yeah.
And so a parallel initiative has been us working very closely with advocacy groups, with actual women that were recovered from sex trafficking to figure out exactly what it's about. How would the camera actually see this? How do I transfer this into math? And then once you do identify that somebody's working, what do you do after that?
Yeah.
So that's probably this summer because we have some functionality, some functional pieces that have to be done first.
Wow.
But it's one of the things that's really made this company a little bit even more special. Yeah. You know, we're going to make bank doing that stuff, but I think we can also make an impact to a whole lot of other people.
We're going to change some lives. We're going to save
some
women.
I think that's fantastic. And by the way, it's women and men.
There's
a lot of different categories.
Yes.
I know it's overlooked
a
lot of minors.
William calls it the 1 Million Eyes. Run it down.
The Million Eyes initiative is when we're able to get enough casinos with enough cameras all network together to have a million cameras nationwide looking for missing children.
Do you want to know what's very interesting, by the way, just to touch on this? If you are during F1, some of the bigger events they have here, it's become such an issue that so casinos have put up these signs in the urinals and in bathrooms because they assume that somebody, one person, is going to be lining up at a urinal or in a bathroom and be part of this. And this is the number that you call and you stay there. So just today or yesterday, there was something in the news here in Vegas. There was a woman who mouthed, "Help me," in the back of a car as she was being kidnapped and taken somewhere by and the police were able to. It's 100% a thing.
And the issue is that they've got, what you're seeing is awareness. They have awareness programs and training programs, and everybody who goes to work has to go through this. Mm-hmm. And then they've got the bigger programs for recovery and such. But short of a sting operation, they don't have anything in the middle.
Right.
And what
that
we
can
looked
identify at, this ongoing.
Exactly. We looked at so many cases, including this poor girl that got snatched out of a Dallas Mavericks basketball game, middle of the game.
Wow.
There was a camera that saw everything that went through, everything that happened to her and in the garage when they drove off with her.
Wow.
But an individual looking at those cameras wouldn't have recognized something was going on. But so for me, it was like, wait a minute, the camera saw everything that happened and nothing was done about it. We can do better than that. So we've really put that pressure on
ourselves.
Because
you have to wait until they're investigating, and then they get the camera feed 2 weeks later, and then they see that the cameras, and they try to get the lights, you know what I mean?
Well, they heard there
but
was
it's
a
already
problem.
Too late.
They hear there's a problem. Oh, let's go look back. Oh, yeah. There
it's
it
forensics.
Is.
Then it's just forensics.
There's
yeah.
no alert.
By then,
there's
she's
no
in
alert.
Oklahoma. Yeah.
Right. Now she's at the door.
Yeah. Every time there's an event here in town, in fact, some of the biggest events that come to town on a regular basis, the biggest problem is all the traffickers bring all these people into town. I knew years and years ago this was always a thing, and I had someone who was a guy, a young person, and he got caught up in this, and it's always been a thing with Vegas, and until recently, I don't think people, even the casinos didn't take it all that seriously. It was sort of the underbelly of things, but I don't want to go into the certain events, but that's the biggest problem.
Sure.
It's just quite literally all the
traffic. Our most prestigious client, when they came to us, listed that as their number one problem.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
They just referred to it as prostitution, but everybody knew what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Because it kills the brand.
No, 100%.
You know, we're protecting people, we're protecting the game and finance, but you got to protect the brand. Nobody wants to be there.
And they're staying at these rooms. They stay at the biggest casinos on the strip. They don't hide it. It's almost like it's like the dirty secret that's out in public.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And everybody knows it's a thing. You know, when I was a dealer, worked at different casinos, you knew who they were.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot you can do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right, I think we're at the end of our time, right? Dude, that was fantastic. Wow. This is going to go down in the annals of history, I think. This is the catalyst, the
Thanks,
pivot.
Dude.
Welcome to Vegas, dude. I mean, just fantastic. And Scott, holy smokes, boy. Wow. Good for you, dude.
He's the man.
It's great. It's always great to be back and to be with your audience and,
I mean, this is a really good, this is a great audience. Yeah. And our school is, they do understand.
I mean, when you're in the table games lane, your audience is the number one.
And I have to say, like, we're all about the people. Like, we represent the people that play. You know what I mean? As much as we have the casinos and we work with all the casinos, we want that whole environment to be better, for players. We represent players as honestly and as truthfully as we can.
You know,
that's really the goal. And I think this is a win for everybody. All right, what do you got? You got something else?
Quick, gave us one more super chat.
Good.
He said, great content. This AI will increase overall reputation and trustworthiness of any casino who uses it exponentially.
Yeah, that's where you're going
to
go.
I'd like to take that quote.
Send
that quote to me. It's going in all my marketing material from now on.
Clint's a genius, by the way. This is one of our genius strategists.
Thank you, Clint.
Yeah.
Thank you, Clint.
Yeah. But it's 100% true. You're going to put that just like ADT, you're going to like, when you enter a casino, you're going to have
you'll go somewhere else.
Right? You see our logo? There's softer spots in town.
When
the lion goes on the prowl, he doesn't look for the strongest animal.
No.
He looks for the weakest.
No, 100%.
So if you're not involved,
dude,
you're gonna be vulnerable.
All right, what was the name of your company again? Just
Active Insights.
Active Insights, everybody. If it ever goes public, look for that one. Get on your Robinhood app. Put a little alert. Okay. All right, guys.
Last thing, thing.
Last thing.
Char Q gave us a super chat and said, look at you, buddy. That's it.
Look at you, buddy. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next week. Ranting next week and some stories, but definitely some ranting. All right. See you guys. Thank you, Scott. Thank
Thanks,
you, William,
Dave.
Very much.
Thank
really
you. Appreciate
you, sir. All right. We'll see you guys next time. See you Wednesday. Bye.